You're holding the fine ches. The new perk. Ho'isha she'noflo lo nechosim. An isha that she fell to her nechosim, that means either she yashent her father, or somebody gave her a present, somebody gave her nechosim, gave her property. So now, achlo tisaris. She received it before she got married, before she even made erisin. And then the problem is that she got married. So the question is, does the husband get the rights to it or not? So it says the Mishnah, Moidim Beishamu Beisilul. They both agree, Beishamu Beisilul, She Moicheres V'Noisenes V'Kayim. That the Isha is allowed to sell the property. If she sells it and she gives it away to somebody else for a present, V'Kayim, Tzakachal, it's a good kinyan. Rashi says, yeah, that she received the property before she had erisin, and then v'nesarasa, she became an arusa. She got married, but only with kiddushin. So Rashi says, both Beisham and Beisila both agree that she's allowed to sell her property. What about noflulo misha nesarasa? Let's say no, first the lady got married. She had kiddushin, she had erisin with her husband. And then somebody gave her a present, or then she yashin her father, she received nechosim. So what's the halacha now? And the only had erisin, they didn't make nisuyin yet. Is the ish allowed to sell her property or not? So it says that Beishamayim and Beishamay holds timchor. Yes, she's allowed to sell it. And Rashi says it means b'yoid arusa. Calls the man, she's still in arusa. They didn't make nisuyin yet. They only had kedushin. She's allowed to sell her property. Rashi says b'yoid arusa avu misha tinosei. But once she has nisuyin loy, then she can't sell it anymore. Like we'll see later. That once they have nesuyin, then the husband has a right to eat the peris, to eat what grows out of the karka. So therefore it's like meshubah to the husband, she's not allowed to sell it anymore. But before she makes nesuyin, only if there is sin, she's allowed to sell her property. Sounds like this. No, she should not sell it. But Elu v'Elu Modim both agree, even Basil agrees, Shemochra v'nos nekayim, that if she does sell it, or she gives it away for present, kayim, what she does takes place. Now, even according to Basil, it's only l'chadchila that she's not supposed to sell it. After erisin, if she received this property after she had erisin, kolzama, she's still in Arusa, Basil holds l'chadchila, she's not supposed to sell it. But if she does sell to somebody else, the sale is chal, it's a good sale. We'll see in the Gemara why. And the base Shammai says no, says she's not allowed to sell it anymore. Since she first got it after the erisin, she's not allowed to sell it. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says that Amru Chachom Nofnei Rabbi Gamliel, that the Chachom said in front of Rabbi Gamliel, Ho Yol V'Zocha B'Isha, since Lamaisa, this man, made erisin, like he was carrying his wife, it's his wife already, so Lo Yiska Ben Chosim, shouldn't it be for sure a swara, that he also acquires the Nechosim, that she should not be allowed to sell it? So Chur Tzakash according to Beis Hillel, how come Beis Hillel says, that if she sells it, it's okay, why is it okay? Lechura, since the husband, like married her already, it's his wife to have erisin, so husband should also be zaycha with the nechosim. It's like blowing be meshubah to the husband, she should not be allowed to sell it. That was the kasha. The Rashi said, "Gemara forish, I'm now kaim. What are we going on? Is it going on beishamid lechatchila, or is it going on beisilus b'dievet?" But that's what the Chomim asked in front of Rabbi Gamliel, and he answered back, "Omer lehem." Rabbi Gamliel answered back to Chomim, "Ala chadoshim onu boishim." Means by us it's even a chiddush, like we'll see later. Rashi says shenoflu lo mishenises. Even in the case where after they made nesuyin, then she yashins her father dies, and she's the only daughter, so she gets the nechosim. Or somebody gave her a present. The Mishnah later says that she's not allowed to sell it. Since she has nesuyin, she's married to the husband with nesuyin. Then for sure the husband has a right to the property. She's not allowed to sell it. So Rabbi Gamliel answered back, even that we have for Akasha, like we don't understand why. Rashi says, on a boshim, we're embarrassed, like, Maroch Achomim Leima, why the Chom even say this much? That Imoch Rabinos Nabal Moitzi Manalakuchos, why do we say that if she sells it, the husband has the right to take it away? could have done the come over my sister, like we'll learn later. Rabbi Galil answered back, even that much I don't understand why. Like Lamaisa, this property belongs to her. She yashin it from her father, somebody gave it to her for a present. She owns it. So even though she has nesuyin already, like even then we don't understand how come she can't sell it. But that is bothering us. You're asking me now, even in the case where she only had erisin, you want to know how come she's allowed to sell it? Like we are saying, pshita, she's allowed to sell it. It belongs to her, it's her property, why can't she sell it? And that's what we're saying. That we have it shver, the all yeshonim on the next part of the Mishnah. Why after nesuyin she can't sell it? Is Elishata Megaglim Lenu as the Yeshonim? Like we have it Shred Chadoshim, the new halacha, and you're asking us on the old halacha. In other words, that's Pshita, that if she only has Erisim with the husband, Pshita, she's allowed to sell it. Or at least, even according to Basilu, she can't do it with the Chachila, but Akoponim B'dievid, if she does sell it, it's okay, the sale is there, and we can't take it back. Now, this is the safer now. Noflu lo mishenises. Let's say first they get married, they have erisin, and they make nesuyin. Mamish, the husband, made nesuyin with his wife. Chuppah, they made nesuyin. And then first, she either yashins her father, or else then first somebody gives a property for a present. So in such a case where she first receives it, after she has nesuyin, then the Mishnah says, Eilu v'yelu modim. Both Beishame and Beisila both agree, Shemochro v'nosno, if she now sells it to somebody else, or she gives it to somebody else for a present, that alochri shehabal moitzim yad alakuchis. The husband has the right to say, this property is meshuvah to me, I have the right to use it, you had no right to sell it, and therefore I'm going to go and take it away from the people that you sold it to. Shehabal moitzim yad alakuchis. The husband has the right to go to those people that bought it off his wife and take it away from them. The karka is meshuba to the husband, pishas nesuyin. Atyeh. Now, what about at shaloi nises? Let's say the property came to her before they made nesuyin. Mashma if derisin, they already got married, they made kedushin, and then she received property. And then later first they made the nesuyin, v'nises. And later they made the nesuyin. What's the halacha here? Can she sell it or not? So Rabbi Gamliel Loimer, Rabbi Gamliel says, Imochra v'nosna kayim. Yes, if she sold it already, then it's okay, the sale took place. Mashma l'chadchila, she should not sell it. But he says that if she did sell it though, then it's okay, the sale takes place. Since she received it before she had nesuyin, she's like the owner of it, it went into her property, it's in her reshus, therefore if she sells it, it's okay. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said, Omer Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia, Omer l'fnei Rabbi Gamliel, they said in front of Rabbi Gamliel, like why? Hoyel v'zocha b'isha, since the husband like here made nesuyin already, it's his wife, he's kohen, he owns his wife, lo yiske ben chosim, shouldn't it be for sure that now when they make nesuyin, that for sure the husband acquires the property, that she should not be allowed to sell it? Is Omer lehem? Rabbi Gamliel answered back, no. That Allah Chadoshim on the Boishim again. We don't understand too clearly why, even if after the Nisuyin, where they first made the Nisuyin, and then later first she received the property, even that we don't understand how come she can't sell it. But okay, that much it says though, that if she first received the property after they made Nisuyin, then she can't sell it. But Elishata Megalgan Aleinu Ayishonim, but you even have it Akasha, you don't even understand the first part of the Yishonim, the old halacha, over here, where she received the property before she had Nesuyin. So therefore, for sure, she's allowed to sell it, because when she first received the property, the husband doesn't have a right to use it yet. The husband can only use the property after they make Nesuyin, but before Nesuyin, it belongs totally to the wife, the husband can't use it. So if the property fell to the wife before they made nesuyin, it's hers. She could do what she wants with it. So even later when they make nesuyin, still it's good the Mishnah that says, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that if she sells it, the sale takes place. We have Yishimin choylek bein nechosim l'nechosim. We have Yishimin makes a difference between what type of property the wife receives. What type of property does she get? Well, between nechosim hayiduyim labal, if it's type of property that the husband knows about it, he knows that his wife received this property, then lo timcha, she's not allowed to sell it. V'yimochra v'nosna bottle. And if she sells it or gives it away for a present, it's bottle. The sale doesn't take place. If the husband knew about it, that the husband knows that she received this property, and he knows that he has a right to use it, so the property is like meshubah to the husband, the wife has no right to sell it. And if she sells it, it goes back to the husband. What about she'en yiduyim labal? Let's say his property that the husband does not know that she received it. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means. Then the Mishnah says, letimcher. Lechatchila, that type of a property she should not sell. But for yimochra, if she goes and sells it, you should know, or else for nosna, she gives away for a present, you should know kayim. That sale takes place. It's called a good mechira. So the Gemara. May shena reisha, deloy pligi, or may shena sefer the pligi. How come in the reisha there's no machlokes? So Rashi says, harei nisarso. The reisha says what? That aisha shenofel nechosa mashat nisaros. She received the property before she had kedushin. Then everybody agrees, Besilim Beshama, that she's allowed to sell it. The question is why? We're talking about now that she made erusin already. So what do I care if the property fell before? But Lechura, now that she has erusin, it should be taken away, the reshus of hers. So how come here you tell me everybody says no, that she's allowed to sell it? Umayshina Sefer the Pligi. How come in the Sefer where she first receives the property after the erusin, that there we say it's a machlokes? Basilus says the Chachidus, she's not allowed to sell it. Like, how come? What's the difference? What's the difference when she received the property? But now Lamaisa, they made Kedushin. So how come in the Reish, you're telling me she's allowed to sell it, Lechachila? And in the Sefer, you say if she first receives it after the Kedushin, then Lechachila, she's not allowed to sell it. What's the difference? So Gemara says, Amri Devei Rebbe Yanai. Rebbe Yanai says like this, Reish at the beginning, Bischusa Nofla. When she was not married yet, that's when she received the property. Somebody gave it to her for present, she yashened the father, before she had erusin. So the property went directly to her. Therefore, it still stays by her, even after they make erusin, she has the right to sell it. Ma'ashen kein sefer, the second part of the Mishnah, where it first falls to her, after the kedushin, is b'schus ha'naflu. It fell already to the property, to the reshus of the husband. Like she's already married, she has kedushin already. So therefore it falls to the property of the husband, b'schus ha'naflu, therefore she can't sell it. For the Gemara, if that's true, in b'schus ha'nafloi, if it's really considered like it went to the husband already, in other words, since they made kedushin already, they're married already, and now the wife yashins her father, or now she receives a present, so you want to say since they're married, it's like the property is going straight to the husband, if so, ki mochra. Why does Basil agree that if she does sell it, then Osno, she does give it for a present, Amaykayim? Why do they both agree that the Mechir is Chal? If you're telling me now with Svara, that if she first receives the property after the Kedushin, so it's like it goes straight to the husband, so why does Basil say that if she does sell it, the sale takes place? The Chur of the sale shouldn't take place either, it shouldn't be a good sale. So that can't be the pshat, the difference between the Reish and the Sefer, that one like falls to her and one falls to husband. Ella, what you have to say like this. Reisha, in the first case, that's where she received the property before she was married, not even with Kedushin, Vadai Beschusa Naflu. That's for sure went to her Rishus. Since she wasn't married yet, for sure the property belongs to her. So therefore, even when she makes Erisin, it still stays by her, she's allowed to sell it. But Sefer, where they were married first, they had Kedushin first. And then she receives a present, a property. Eima b'schuso, eima b'schusoi. Mashmet a Sofik. If the erusin, it's already a Sofik now, does the husband have the rights for the property? Yes or no? That's like a Sofik. It's like a Sofik, Rashi says. The erusin oisa Sofik nesuyin. It's like erusin has like a doubtful nesuyin. Shema tovu de nesuyin. Again, like maybe there will be nesuyin or shema letovoi. Mashm, if we know for sure there'll be nesuyin, it's considered like the kinyonim are here right now b'shas kedushin. So then the husband does have a right to use these property. But if there won't be a nesuyin later, the husband doesn't have the right. So it's like a suffix if the husband has the right to use this property yet or not. Therefore, the din is lechetchila letimcher. Lechetchila, if she asks, will tell her she's not allowed to sell it. Because there's a doubt, maybe the husband has the right to this property already. Therefore, she's not supposed to sell it. But in Mochra v'nosna, let's say she doesn't ask. She doesn't ask, but she just goes and sells it. or she just goes and gives it away for a present, then the locher is kayim. When a sofik will say what she did is kayim, and the husband has the right to take it away, like a moitzim mechaver, all of a raya. If the husband wants to later get it away from his people that bought it, the husband has to bring a proof to say it was his chus, since it's only a sofik if it's his chus or not. So therefore the wife has a right if she does sell it with the eved, the mechiris chal. That's the difference between the ration and the sefer. Omri Rav Yudhi says, Omri Chlein Rabbi Gamliel. Rav Yudhi said that Chom Yesakash to Rabbi Gamliel, why is it true? Why does the Mishnah say, according to Beis Hillel, that if she received the property after the Kedushin, and then she goes ahead and sells it before they made Nesuyah and the sale is Chal? So they asked Rabbi Gamliel, why? The Chur, when the husband marries his wife, he has a right away to use the property. It's like his property. So how come she's allowed to sell it? See, Berlu, you have a question like this. Reb Yehuda, when Yehuda asked the question to say, like, how come she's allowed to sell it, al-lechatchila, was his question according to Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai says, even lechatchila, she's allowed to sell it. In a case where first they made Kiddushin, and now she receives a present or she yashin the father. So Beis Shammai says, kozuman diyoni, averisin, she's allowed to sell lechatchila. She's allowed to go and sell it. The question is this what was bothering Rabbi Yehuda? How come Beis Shammai says she's allowed to sell lechatchila? Or maybe no, maybe that's not bothering him according to Beis Shammai. But Adi Evid, it was bothering him according to Beis Hillel. Like, what's Pshan Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says lechatchila, she's not allowed to sell it. So why? Because since she's married, the husband has like a rights over it. So if so, why if she sells it to the Evid as a chal? Maybe that was his question. Oh yeah, the Evid, is it a question according to Beis Hillel, why even with the Evid is a good? So Toshima, come and bring your proof. Tetanya will learn like this. Omer Reb Yudav Yudis says, Omer Lefnei Reb Gamliel, they said in front of Reb Gamliel, Ho yo vizu ishtoi, since both cases it's his wife, whether they only made Erisin, or whether they made Nesuyin, in both cases it's his wife, Zu mochra botel, just like you say, when they have Nesuyin already, everybody agrees if she sells it now. The mechir is botel, it's nothing because it's meshubit to the husband. The husband has the right to use the property. If zav zu mochra botel, that was the question. Here also, even though they only made Kedushin, they only made Erisin, it was also bothering him though. Since Lamaisa, they made Erisin already, and the husband like owns his wife, so right then it should be that the husband has the rights to the property and she should not be allowed to sell it. That was a new discussion. On this, Omalahen, on this it says that Gamliel answered him back and said, no, just the opposite. Alachadoshim on the boshim. That we don't even understand, we're embarrassed, like we don't understand that halacha even. We don't even understand how come if she received it after the Nesuyin, like so what? So what if they made Nesuyin already? But Lamaisa, the property fell to her. We don't even understand there how come she's not allowed to sell it. But okay, that much it says though, that it first falls to her after the maiden is slain, then it says such a strong din, the husband has the rights over it, it's like Meshubah to the husband, she can't sell it anymore. But Elishatim, Megalglam, Aleinu, Asa Yeshonim, but you even want to ask because you don't understand the old halachas. And Lechur Gamliel said, that's Pshita, that since they only had Erisin, they didn't have Nesuyin yet, so therefore the husband doesn't own his wife's property so much. Therefore she's allowed to keep it. Therefore she sells it as Takachel. So Shema Mina, here it's a proof that the Yevet Kama Shema Mina. Here it's a proof that what was bothering Rabbi Yehuda was according to Beis Hillel. What did Beis Hillel say? That if she sells it, be the Yevet, it's Takachel, it's a good Mechira. It was bothering Rabbi Yehuda, why? Why should the Mechira be Chal? He held that when the husband makes Erisin, it's his wife, he owns his wife. So like the property that she owns now is Meshubah to the husband, so she shouldn't have a right to sell it. So it was bothering him, why does Basil say even by the Evid, if she sells it as good? This one, Gamliel answered back, that's not a kasha. Said, Lamaisa, the property goes to the wife, it's hers, and the Ikka Kinyan Aguf is hers. Therefore, if she sells it, Havad the Mechir Rizchal. Tanya, we learned like this. Omar Rabbi Chanina Ben Akavia. Chanina Ben Akavia says like this. No, that's not the way Rabbi Gamliel answered back to the Chachamim. But rather, this is the way he answered him back. This is the way he answered him back. Rabbi Gamliel says, if you want to ask me the question of a Nesuyah, where the husband already made nisuyin, and then the wife receives the property, that over there it says that she can't sell it. You know why? Shekein baylo zakoi b'mitsuyoso. But that's halacha. After you make nisuyin, that's the gemar of the kinyan ishus, then the husband has the din, that if she finds anything, any mitzi that she finds, has to go to the husband. Over ma'isi yodeho, any work that she does and the paycheck that she gets goes to the husband. Uvaforas nedarim, nedareho, then the halacha is if she makes a neder, after they have nisuyin, the husband is the complete owner, and he by himself can be made for the nedarim. So you see that when they make nisuyin, now it's considered like the husband has the rights over his wife. So that's why it's good in the Sefer it says that if after they made nisuyin, now his wife yashins property from her father, or now somebody gives her a present, it's good why it says she's not allowed to sell it. Because since she first received it after nisuyin, it belongs to the husband like. Even the guf doesn't belong to him. But I call upon him, it's Meshubit. He has a right to use it, to plant in it, and to plow there, and what grows out belongs to the husband. Tayomru, Mashenkin, you want to tell me, the Yarusa, where the Yoni made Kedushin, only made Erisin, there the halacha is, the Kenyan is not so strong yet. Because Shein Bailo, Zakoi, Loibe Mitzayosa, Veloibe Maisi Yodeho, Veloibe Aforosna Doreho. When the husband only makes erusin, he does not get the mitzias what she finds. She keeps it for herself. The paycheck that she gets, she keeps herself. If she makes a neder, then the husband by himself is not allowed to be made for it. You need two. You need the husband and the father. So you see, by erusin alone, she's not called in the husband's complete reshus yet. So therefore, it's very good if she receives property when she only has erusin. It's in her property. It's in her reshus. She's allowed to sell it. Amru loy Rebbe, so Rebbe said back to Gamliel and said like this. Amru loy Rebbe, that mochro, the word law, the Bach takes out, mochro atchaloy niseis. What's going to be the case if she sells it before she made nisuyin? Mochro atchaloy niseis. So Rashi says, Amru loy Rebbe, mochro atchaloy niseis. Nirin devarecha, I understand what you're saying, b'moicheres b'yoy derusa. But I understand you, Rav Gamliel. That if the wife sells it when she's still in Arusa, then it's very good. Why? What she sells is good, because since the husband does not have a complete ownership over her yet, he didn't make nisuyin yet, so therefore her property still belongs to her. That's why it's good when she sells it, it's okay. But niseis, v'yachakach mochru maho, what's going to be the loch again? Rashi says, nechosim shenofu lo kredim nisuyin, maho. What's going to be where the wife yashened her father, or somebody gave a present before the nisuyin? True, after the erusin, but before the nisuyin. So since she received it before the nisuyin, it like belongs to her. And then they made nisuyin. So true, now the husband has a complete control over her. What's the law in such a case? Is she allowed to sell it or not? To the gold boss at the beginning, when she first received the property, she only had kedushin erusin, so it's like in her reshus she could sell it even later. Or else maybe no, once they make nisuyin, now like the husband takes over completely, she can't sell it anymore. Oh, Maluhu, so I'm going to be answered back. Af zu moicheres v'nesenes v'kayim, even in such a case, if she sells it, the mechir is okay. Since she received it only when they had kedushin, she received it before they made nisuyin, it's like we see this property goes directly to her, it's called her property. So even after, when she has nisuyin with the husband, it doesn't go away from her. She is like the owner. True, calls the man, she owns it, the husband has the right to eat the peris. But if she sells it, her mechir is good. So on this, now the chum say back, omruloi. Now it's very good. The chum has to kash about to ungamliel. Why? Ho yovizakoi. Beisha, since after nisuyin now, that the husband has his wife completely, lo yiske ben chosim, shouldn't it be the loch, even though she received the property before nisuyin? But the chura now, when the husband makes nisuyin, now the husband's complete control over her, so she should not be allowed to sell it. That's the kasha on Rabbi Gamliel. Amalehem, even on this, Rabbi Gamliel answered back and said, no, ala chadoshim on ubayshim. We're embarrassed, we don't even understand the first halacha, the new halacha. That what? That even in the case where she receives a nechosim after nisuyin, I don't understand that. So what if they're married with a nisuyin? But the ma'isa, this property goes to her. So I don't understand that too clearly. How come she can't sell it? But okay, that much I'll take it that it says she can't sell it. But Elishata Megalgal Malaynu as Yeshonim, you want to ask us even this old question about in the case where she received the property when she only had Erisin. Even that you have a cash, you don't understand why she's allowed to sell it, or if she does sell it after the Nisuyin, you don't understand why the sale is good. Just the opposite, it's very good. The property came into her possession and she keeps it. Even after the Nisuyin, so what? Still called her property. Therefore, if she sells it, avad the locher is, the sale is chal. The only time, if she sells it, it's no good, is where she receives the property after they have nisuyin. If the husband first makes nisuyin with her, and now she first gets this property, so since at this time, when it comes to her, right away the husband has the shiba to use it, there we see like it goes to the husband, he has possession over it, that she's not allowed to sell it. For the Gemara, I've anan tanan, we learned like this. For anan tanan, ad shaloi nisais, venisais. What's going to be in this case, mamish, where she yashin her father's property before she had nisuyin with her husband? Venisais. And then they made nisuyin. So it says, Rabbi Gamliel loimer, imoch rabbinos makayim. That if she sells it, it's takakayim. So Rashi says like this, Hokhi Gassinin. For anan tanan, ad shaloi nisais, venisais, Gamliel loimer, imoch rabbinos makayim. Omer razvid. So on this we learned, Omer Rav Zvid, Toni Moicheres V'Noisenes V'Kayim. Rashi, Toni Moicheres V'Noisenes V'Kayim. But the kasher is, for not nan, it says, Gamliel Oema, Im Moch Rav Nos V'Kayim. Mashma Gamliel says, no, only if she does sell it, then it's okay. But Mashma Gamliel holds L'Katchila, she's not allowed to sell it. So the question is why? The way this gerster is, Gamliel is saying, that's for sure she's allowed to sell it. Even L'Katchila. Like if she yashened the property before she had nisuyin, so we see it goes straight to her that she's allowed to sell it l'chatchila even after the nisuyin. And l'chura and Gamliel, the Mishnah says not like that. He says a loshen just that im mochura, if she sells it, it's okay. But mashmul l'chatchila, she's not supposed to sell it. So this the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid says, and echnami changed the girsa. But rather Tony learned like this. Tani learned moicheres v'noisenes v'kayim l'chatchila. No, she's allowed to do it, she's allowed to sell it, she's allowed to give away the property for a present. That since she received it before they made nisuyin, the property goes straight to her, she's the complete bailum over it, if she wants to, she can sell it. And then the husband can't do anything about it. Rav Papa and Rav Papa said that this like kasha. I'll tell you, no, there's no kasha altogether. So what? Ho Rav Yehuda Alibud Rav Gamliel. One is going, Rav Yehuda is saying Alibud Rav Gamliel. And Hor Rebbe Chanina ben Akavya Alibud Rav Gamliel, that the two Amaroyim learning Pshat in Rav Gamliel. So Rashi learns like this: Masnis and Diktani im Mochra. The Mishnah that says only B'diyevet, if she sells it, it's okay. But Mashmul Lechetchil, if she asks us, we would tell her not to sell it. Rav Yehuda, he goes according to Rav Yehuda. Diyo Masik V'Yomalo, he himself came out and said, the Svir Le'ali, but the Rabbi Gamliel, Afilu B'yad Arusa Le'tim Chalachila. He's the one that says that even B'Shas Erisin, if she received it, she's not supposed to sell it L'Chalachila. V'yafagad Arabi Kanina V'Seifa, La'ab Madram Kiyah. So that's worth no stira. One goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, he tackles that L'Chalachila, she's not allowed to sell it. And the one that's Mashmul L'Chalachila, she's allowed to sell it, that goes according to Rabbi Kanina Ben Akavia. For the Gemara now, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, the Chura ki Beis Shammai, the Chura comes out now, he's saying like Beis Shammai. If he's the one that says she's Lara Sala L'Chatchila, that's Beis Shammai's halacha. It's because Nam is like Rashi's B'Tamiya. To a Beis Hillel la'afilu b'maycheres b'eres in Amri L'Chatchila loy. V'yembo l'keyach l'bezdin limlach amrina le'lo tizvin. It's called Shechem Mishanisais. And the Chura, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, has to go according to Beis Shammai. Because Beis Hillel says in the Mishnah that after, if she receives the property after Erisin, even though she's only an Arusa, L'Chatchila, she's not supposed to sell it. That's what Beis Hillel says. So how could the Chanina say, no, she's allowed to sell L'Chatchila even after Nisuyin? The Chorani comes out according to Beis Shammai, and usually you don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So Terry says, I'll tell you, Rabbi Chanina himself is going to say, Hochikama. Rabbi Chanina ben Akav is saying like this, he's arguing and saying that loy nechluku be shamay u be silul ador bezer. He says, no, there's no machlokes between be shamay and be silul. They both agree that if she received the property before nisuyin, then it goes straight to her and she's the owner. If she wants to, she can sell it. Even the Chatchila Basil also agrees she's allowed to sell it even after the Nisuyin. So therefore, it's no kasha nechnina ben akavya. All right, take over.